Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daniel Day Podcast, a podcast all about discipleship and leadership. I'm Daniel Day, your host. Welcome to the program. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Daniel Day, your host, and I have the extreme privilege of introducing to you Pastor Sharon Motley. She and her husband, Pastor Bill, founded their church back in 1990. They've been in wonderful ministry ever since, traveled all over the world, had many opportunities to preach the gospel, write books, sing songs, and pray for the sick, and seen many, many miracles. Pastor Sharon, thank you so much for your time today and for joining us on the program.
Pastor, thank you so much. What an honor and a privilege it is to come and just be able to share the word of the Lord. You know, it's never taken for granted when we have the opportunity to spread the gospel. And I'm so grateful to be here today.
Yes, ma'am. As we begin, would you take us to the Lord in prayer and ask his presence to guide us through this discussion?
Yes, most definitely. Father God, we love you today. We praise you today. Father, we thank you for your word, that as your word goes forth today, it will not return void, but it'll accomplish what it's sent to do, and it will prosper in the thing therein. Father, today, open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our spirit to receive. Thus saith the Lord. And in all we do, we give you glory, you honor, and you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, for those of you just joining us, we are with Pastor Sharon Motley. Her and her husband pastor their church. What's the website if they wanted to follow up with you and see some things about your ministry?
We are thelifechurchdanville.org. Okay. And then I also have a website, SharonMotleyMinistries.org. So either one of those or Google us, you can find us.
All right. Very good. And today's discussion is going to focus in on something that's very near and dear to you and your husband. It's something that the Lord has used you guys in a lot, and that is divine healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, and also helping others to connect to their faith and to hopefully access a new measure of faith in their life in the Lord and what he's able and willing to do in their lives. For we believe nothing is impossible with God. Amen. Amen. And it's been such a privilege over the last weeks. I've been preparing for this interview and watching you and your husband minister together. It's such a inspiration, really. My wife and I minister together side by side, very similarly. And it's such a great thing to see husbands and wives working together in the ministry and to watch what the Lord does through your unique approaches and abilities. And you are quite the gifted communicator and preacher. It was just a blessing to listen to some of your sermons, and I'm really honored to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Pastor. I give it all to God, that the blessings of the Lord that are upon us. My husband and I have been married for 36 years this coming year, and we are beautiful parents to beautiful children, amen, for three sons and one daughter and then a dog. But God has truly blessed us here in the Danville area. We're in the last capital of the Confederacy, yet our church is over half African American. And God's just blessed us in this area. And, you know, I found out when you're faithful to God, he'll be faithful back to you. And it's good to hear that you and your wife both minister together, because nowadays that just doesn't seem to be the norm. But we are one in the spirit, one in the flesh. And we minister one together. So I'm glad to know that you and your wife also do that.
Praise God. Well, maybe on a follow-up interview one day in the future, as the Lord helps us, maybe we'll do an interview on ministry couples and how to do that effectively. That would be a wonderful thing. I'd love to pick your brain on that. But that's not today's subject. Today's subject is something that I think so many people want to learn more about and to hear more about, and that is divine healing. As we are in a weird, strange, topsy-turvy, upside-down, twisted season of living with the pandemic and other things that are just disrupting our lives completely, something that people really need to know more about is how to access the power of God for divine healing and miracles. And I know that's something that is really close to your heart and ministry. Would you just take us to the word for a few minutes and talk to us about this great subject?
Well, Pastor, you'll probably have to shut me up because I could just talk for hours about this one particular subject. When I was small, you know, it's funny how even with Oral Roberts, you know, when things happen in your childhood, Brother Agin, things happen in your childhood, then God begins to develop something on the inside of you. And as a child, I was sick. I had severe scoliosis in my spine. I went to a church and a denomination which said, you know, that divine healing was provided for all in the atonement. But yet, Pastor, what we actually believed was, Lord, if it's your will, heal them. You know, this is a little comical, but I turn that around and I say, well, what's the alternative? God, if it's your will, heal them. If the alternative, then if it's not your will, kill them. You know, and we don't serve a killing God. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I say that sometimes just to kind of jerk people's thinking, because our thinking is messed up. And you know, also I tell people, they're like, well, I'm sick for the glory of God. I know God's getting glory out of this sickness. And I'm like, well, why are you being disobedient then? And they'll kind of look at me. You know, sometimes I say things, well, those that are closer to me, I'll say things that jerk them a little bit. And they'll be, well, what do you mean? And I'll say, well, if you really believe that God put this on you to teach you something, why are you going to the doctor to get medicine to get off of you what you said God's putting on you? So, you know, sometimes, Pastor, our thinking isn't straight. And so, you know, growing up, we thought that way, you know, if it's God's will, he'll heal us. And I had this horrible curvature in my spine and extreme pain even when the weather changed. And I remember laying in my bed at 12 years old and just crying out to God in pain. They took me to the doctor, said I was going to need a surgery, that I'd have to wear a cast from my neck to my hip. I'd have to be in a striker, which is one of those big round beds that they flip you ever so often. And they told me I'd have to do this for about a 9-month span. And they even sent me to talk to a girl who had it done. And I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't the fear of God. It was just fear that came on the inside of me. I did not want to do that. And I remember laying in my bed a cold, rainy day when I couldn't go to school in so much pain, with my legs bent up on the edge of the bed so I could just try to relieve some pain off my back. And I cried out to God and I asked him to heal me. And Pastor, out of his mercy, because of my lack of knowledge, my age, God healed me out of his mercy. But as I began to get older, I began to develop stomach issues. I could not eat pancakes or drink orange juice, and I had to be very cautious of what I ate because my stomach would stay upset all the time. Consequently, I was 100 pounds when I graduated from high school, just couldn't keep stuff on my stomach. Went to college, and I remember just having to guard myself from every little thing. And we were in a revival meeting one night, and the man of God began to say that there's somebody here that has stomach issues. And, you know, 18, 19 years old, my chest is pounding. And I knew that was me. I knew God was calling me. And he said, I want you up here. And I stepped out in faith. And I said, God, I believe I received my miracle tonight. And that night, Pastor Daniel, God healed me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I went into the cafeteria of my college the next morning. I got pancakes. I got orange juice. I got all those things that I haven't been able to eat for years. And yes, the divine healing power of God. And I realized, and I mean, I could just sit here right now and just tell you story after story of God's miraculous power, not only in my life, but those that I've seen around me. God's will is to heal. He wants us healed. He wants us well. But Pastor Daniel, we have to step out in faith, grab it by faith, believe his promises, believe his word, and that his word works. And when we do that, nothing is impossible to him who believes.
Amen. So let's dive a little deeper into something you said a moment ago. A couple of times there, you said our thinking is off. Our thinking is out of alignment. Our thinking is not in agreement with the word of God and so forth. So what would you say to the person who might be in that situation tonight? Their thinking is off. How can they get their thinking back on track?
Well, I preached a message one time called Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue, but what comes out of the tongue is what's already in the heart, what's already in the mind. You know, the Bible says to the saving of the soul is the mind. And, you know, whatever we put in will come out. And we have to change our mind to think like Christ thinks. He said, have the mind of Christ. Well, how does Christ look on this? What can we do to develop our mind to to think like Christ thinks. And the first thing we need to do, Romans says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And you know, Pastor Daniel, I'm surprised, even in this day and age right here, where the C word is so dominant right now, and somebody will get sick, and I'll say, look, go on YouTube. I have this, and I brought it with me. I have this healing CD. It's actually on YouTube free and on Sharon Motley Ministries. And I'll say, get the healing CD going. It's nothing but healing scriptures with soothing music. And I'll say, get it going. And they look at me, or I can hear dead silence on the other end of the phone, because they're not used to somebody saying, get healing, get something going in your ears, because you need to renew your mind to the word of Almighty God. You know, like I heard Brother Hagin say one time, you have stinking thinking, you know, and a lot of us have stinking thinking because of predisposed ideas, what we were taught growing up. And I grew up in a wonderful denomination. There's nothing wrong with denomination. But if it does not line up with the word of Almighty God, then we need to throw it in the trash and we need to start all over. So Pastor Daniel, at about 18 years old, I was in college, and I would come home on Wednesday nights, and there was these guys, and they were teaching out of Brother Hagin's healing book. And I had never heard that before. And it challenged me. And he started talking about things that I'm saying right now. And I'm like, well, who does he think he is? I've been in church all my life, and I've been saved longer than him. And I said, but you know what, God, I'm going to go back to college. I'm going to dig in my Bible. I'm going to prove him wrong. But it backfired on me, Pastor Daniel. Thank God it backfired on me, because I began to realize that I don't base my healing based on what I think. I base it solely on the word of God.
That's so good. What are some of your favorite scriptures that might be coming to mind that you might point someone to, or perhaps examples in the life of Christ or the apostles as they prayed for the sick? What are some of your favorite go-to passages that might be an encouragement for us today?
Amen. We could be here another hour.
Let's go.
My first one is, he sent his word and he healed them. I mean, plain, simple truth. He sent his word and he healed them. And God sent Jesus to come down to heal us. Psalms 103 says, who forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who delivers thy life from destruction. Amen. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus come that I might have life and I might have it more abundantly. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Exodus, he blesses your bread and water, and he takes sickness out of your midst. I could just go on and on and on and on. I mean, there's so many. If we'll just get in the word, you know, from the very beginning of time, God provided healing. Even under the old covenant, God provided healing for his children. It is our bread, and all we have to do is partake.
Amen. So, you know, one of the things that, and I said this on a previous interview recently with someone on this very same topic, and so if you've heard this before, forgive me, but it bears mentioning again. Just as the pandemic began in March of 2020, obviously floods of fear, floods of emotion all around the pandemic, ignorance with regards to the virus, all kinds of things that really, it was like a wet blanket on my faith. And all of a sudden, I found myself saying, you know what? If it were God's will for me to be sick, it would be in heaven. And it was just like that clicked.
Yes.
That clicked. And all of a sudden, I just realized it is not God's will for me to be sick.
Exactly.
And so I just started saying, Lord, I receive your peace. I receive your healing. And I just said it. Even if my body, which I did go through COVID, my family went through COVID, even if my body's reality hadn't yet caught up with the truth, I was forcing my body to face the truth. And eventually it did come into alignment and I did receive my healing. And so I would just love for you to maybe just talk about that a little bit more, about the will of God. So many people say, well, if it's God's will, well, if it was God's will for us to be sick, sickness would be in heaven, death would be in heaven. So can you talk a little bit about that for us today?
Yes, most definitely. I do a whole message on, is God's will healing? Because if we don't know his will and his purpose, which is found in all 66 chapters of the Bible, then we're lost. And I go straight to where the Bible says over in John chapter 4 and chapter 5, Jesus said, I came to do the will of the Father. I came to do the will of him that sent me. If you see me, you see the Father. And so that whole, and like, again, I could just go on and on. But we see what Jesus did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, went about doing good, healing, preaching. Everywhere he went, he preached, he taught, he healed, he delivered. I mean, constantly teach, talk, heal, deliver. And so we, amen, follow the example of Jesus. You know, James says every good gift, every perfect gift comes down. Well, if good gifts and perfect gifts comes down, then where do bad gifts come up from? Hell. Amen. And when you get in that, and then you get in the Lord's Prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I go through that very thing you just talked about. So God's will, we can look at what's in heaven. God, what's your will in heaven? If that's your will in heaven, it's the will on earth. So, you know, we can go, Pastor, from prosperity, the blessings, to peace, to joy. So God sends down good gifts. He's not schizophrenic. You know, that's where John 10:10 comes back in. People are like, well, God put this on me. God's not schizophrenic. He's not putting something on you and then healing you. God doesn't operate that way. And so we've had a skewed vision of Jesus. And Pastor, I blame it on pastors. Before time, I blame it because they're not preaching and have not preached the word of Almighty God. They based it on circumstances. They based it on people. Oh, Brother Jojo, he was a good man, but he died. You don't know Brother Jojo. You just saw him in the pulpit. You don't know what's going on in his heart. You don't know what's going on in his life. You just saw the anointing on that God had placed on him. And the gifts and the callings are without repentance, so the anointing's going to be there. So I stopped judging what God's will was based on people. I started basing God's will strictly on the word of Almighty God. And when you do that, it changes everything.
Yeah. Oh, that is so, that is so good. And I appreciate how you keep coming back to the word of God. It's amazing to me how scripturally ignorant our culture has become at large, even within the church at large. So many people have not read their entire Bible or even read through entire books. So how can we expect them to know the will of God if they haven't gotten into the word of God? And obviously that's how our mind, our thinking is refreshed and renewed, is going to that word. So how important has it been for you over the years to stay faithful to being in the word on a daily basis?
Pastor, I eat the word every day of my life. I've been saved over 40 years. I know I don't look that old, but my husband says I was born saved, but I'm 58 years old. I got saved when I was 16, and so 42 years ago. And I remember, even as a young Christian, rushing to the Bible bookstore and buying Strong's Exhaustive Concordance and buying little mini books just to put the word in little plaques to put around, because I had such a passion and a love for the word. And I just found out that if you're around the word, you'll be hungry for the word. You know, I think about when I ride down the road, and we have a Western sizzling here, and I'm not much of a steak eater, but I ride down the road and I pass Western sizzling and I smell those steaks. And even though I don't really eat meat like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want a steak. Why? Because the aroma. And I found out the more I stay around the word, the more I want to be in the word. Pastor, that's why it's so important. We as pastors, as church people, we guard our heart from people that aren't hungry for the word. That's why we need to be in church every Sunday, because it cultivates that hunger for more of the word. I listen to the word at home. God's taken me lately. And he said, I want you to go back and I want you to start listening to men and women of old, the Catherine Coleman's, the A.A. Allen's. I want you to watch Oral Roberts. I want you to do those things and get more of God's healing exposure in your life. You know, because Pastor, there's not a whole lot of people today that's, quote, on the scene that are operating and demonstrating this great power of Almighty God. So I've been eating on the word like that. I make sure every night when I go home that I feed on the word. And you know what? The more you eat, the more you want to eat. And the less you think about when you fast, if you ever fast past 3 days, you're not even hungry anymore. And when you fast the word, you won't even be hungry for it anymore. So keep the word alive day and night.
Amen. I would like to just kind of shift gears as we wind down our conversation, and then we're going to pray. What encouragement would you give to people who either A, they've prayed for someone to be healed and they haven't been and they passed away, or maybe they're awaiting their healing and it hasn't come yet. Maybe they've been praying for years. And I 100% agree with what you've been saying. So what do you say to the person who is in that in-between time where they're awaiting their circumstantial reality to catch up to the reality of the Word of God and our faith? And maybe they're feeling discouraged. Maybe they're feeling a little bit down and they need some encouragement today. So what would you say to that person right now?
Well, first of all, the Bible says when you've done all to stand, you keep standing. And many times, as I teach this, there's three reasons people are sick, Pastor. And I mean, after years and years of study, I'm sold on these three reasons. Number one, it's a generational curse. And many times you have to determine, is this something in my life? Now, we've been redeemed from the curse. But Pastor, I realize a lot of people don't know we've been redeemed from the curse. But maybe your great-grandpa had high blood pressure. Your grandpa had high blood pressure. Daddy had it. Now you've got it. You've got to break that thing in your life. And it could be anything from that to anger, to unforgiveness. Those type of generational curses run rampant. And so if you don't know you've been redeemed from the curse, you need to get it in scripture and get before the Lord and say, you know what, God, everybody in my line had high blood pressure. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I break that. I break that generational curse, and I will not let it go from this day forward. A lot of people suffer with that because they don't ever take authority and they break it. Number two, it's you, I hate this. And, you know, sometimes we don't take responsibility, but you literally open the door. Proverbs 29:1 says, he who being often reproved from God, hardened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And what does that mean? That God he's speaking to you, forgive that person. Come on, stop that bitterness right there. Stop the murmuring. Stop. I mean, look at what happened to Miriam. Now, I know we're not under the old covenant, but those are signs. People, when they don't have their heart right, I am fully convinced that God deals with issues of the heart. Now, a lot of times we wide open the door. I almost died years ago because I got mad at a girl who come against my husband. And Pastor, it almost took me out. I had an out-of-body experience. Maybe we tell next time. But I almost died, and I had to pray and ask God, what was it? And he said, you're holding bitterness against this woman. And God, I prayed, I cried out, and the doctors had given me, they told me there was nothing else they could do for me, but in the power of prayer and the power of releasing that bitterness, God healed me. And then the third is simply a demon. I remember hearing the story with Benny Hinn. It just comes to my mind. And a woman had come up, had brain cancer, and he began to see in the spirit, and he said, I see that you were watching this psychic medium. And he said, you're sitting in this pink colored chair. And she's like, yes, that's me. And he said, right after that, you started having problems. She said, I did. And he prayed for her, cursed it, and God totally delivered her from it. So I seriously believe, first of all, check yourself. Check those three areas. God, is any one of those three applicable to me? God will show you. And then speak the word. The Bible says life and death are in the power of your tongue, your tongue. And many times, Pastor, we're walking, my back's killing me. Oh, I thought I was going to die. This COVID is going to kill me. I mean, you're speaking death into your life. And, you know, that you have to change what you speak and what comes out of your mouth. And so then, I mean, when you're a prayer warrior, speaking the word, doing all you know to do, I promise you, God's word works. Just keep working the word. Don't be moved by how you feel. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what the doctor says. Stand on the word of Almighty God. It works. The word works for those who work it.
Amen. So, you know, I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth who was talking about in one of his many books, you know, don't ask God to heal you if you're not doing everything you can do to be in a state of wellness. So for example, if you, if you've received just some basic advice from a medical professional that says, hey, if you keep eating this, you're going to die. So you can't just keep saying, hey, God, heal me, and continue eating the fried foods, you know, and so on and so forth. So you're putting poison into your body, asking God simultaneously to heal you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have some things to
do
and, you know, some thinking to shift, some things that we need to kind of change. And, the only way we're going to do that is to do what you have been saying, Pastor Sharon, is that is to get into the Word of God. And I would even encourage, and I know that just from our limited interaction, I'm sure you would agree, you're not asking people to take your word for anything. You're saying, let's get to the Bible. And let's just, and I love what you said earlier. You set out to prove that teacher wrong. And that's what I call good doubt. There's like good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. I think there's good doubt and bad doubt. You had the good doubt because the good doubt drove you to investigate the Word of God. And so that's what I would say to everybody watching, everybody listening. And that is, take what Pastor Sharon has been teaching. And take and weigh it against the Word of God. And I'm sure that you will come to a good conclusion as the Holy Spirit leads you. God does not want us to be broken. He does not want us to be sick. He does not, if death were part of God's plan, it would be in heaven. If sickness and sorrow and depression and anxiety and fear, all these things were a part of God's plan for you, He would have made sure it was there for you, waiting on you in heaven. Okay, so let's say, oh Lord God, that which belongs to me as I am seated in heavenly places with you, that which belongs to me in heaven, and all that the cross has purchased for me, all that the blood has purchased for me, let it be mine on earth.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes.
And as we say that, I'm telling you, demons run, sickness runs, the presence of God comes down. But I want to encourage you, and I just feel maybe this is the Holy Spirit. You talked about opening the door. And I'm telling you, what you allow through your eye gate, your ear gate, what you're listening to constantly, what you're watching, you know, even just now as I'm thinking in my mind, I felt like the Holy Spirit brought somebody watching vampire shows. And those types of things, vampire shows, zombie shows, the undead. You've thought your whole life those things were that they were harmless, that they're just fantasy. And I'm telling you, those shows, those magazines, those fantasy books you're reading, you've opened yourself up to the demonic, and you need to throw those things away. You need to delete those sites. It's amazing to me, Pastor Sharon, how Christians will think that horoscopes and Ouija boards and role-playing games and video games, these alternate realities, that they are somehow innocent. They are gateways to the demonic.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you may be very well facing physical manifestations of sickness and disease simply because you've opened the door to spiritual attack, and you need to get rid of that stuff. It's like putting a billboard out in front of your home that says, demons welcome. You know, and it's like, you know, a hotel says vacancy. There's a vacancy there in your home, and you're telling spiritual demons to come in and just plague you. You got to overtake that, and you need to get your life back in line with the Word of God. Pastor, would you please weigh in on that? I just feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Pastor, I'm in total agreement. I mean, Desperate Housewives type, Sex in the City, the things you open up your spirit to. And I posted on Facebook this morning, don't sow seeds for destruction. And that's what you're doing. You're sowing seeds. You're opening up yourself to demonic activity. And I'm real big on deliverance, because Pastor, a lot of people, they don't need healing. They need deliverance, because part of their problem is what they open up themselves to. When I went to Africa, we had people that would just fall on the ground and froth at the mouth and sliver like snakes, because demonic activity there is so real. Well, it's real. It's real here also. It's just disguised much in what we open our eye gates to. And we wonder why our children are having so many problems, and why our children are fighting lesbianism and things like that, the things that they're constantly seeing on things like TikTok and that social media platforms. And I know there's good out there because my son does good, but it's also bad. And you have to guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And Pastor, a lot of people are having issues because they're not guarding their heart. So we just speak to you and we challenge you right now. You want a deeper relationship with God. You want more anointing in your life. You want God to give you revelation, knowledge. You have to put yourself in position, hearing the word, doing the word, speaking the word, being around other people. You know, Pastor, friends and acquaintances are so important. You know, you can go out and eat with somebody, witness to them, but don't fellowship with them every day, all day, and then become your BFF. Because guard yourself, and then you can guard your life.
Amen. Pastor, on that note, would you take us to the Lord in prayer and extend your hand towards your camera there and just pray? Pray in the Holy Spirit if you feel led, and just begin to allow the if God leads you to encourage or prophesy or just speak a word. I just want to encourage you to let the Holy Spirit lead you, and pray that these things that we've been talking about, that sickness and pain and disease and infirmity and evil spirits, would be cast away in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Father, I want to take that right there, that deliverance that somebody's watching, listening right now, that they need to be delivered from the power of the enemy. They've opened up themselves, but right now they feel like they're trapped. They feel like they can't get free. Maybe they're caught in adultery. They're caught in that spirit of lying. Father, whatever spirit that is right now, friend, I touch and agree with you. And I command the power of the Holy Spirit to come right now. You're in your car, your bedroom, wherever you are. Right now, I command the power of the Holy Spirit to come and deliver you right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet right now. I sense and I feel the delivering power of God coming to you right now. Come on, pull over, lift your hands up and say, God, I receive it. I receive it right now in Jesus. Demon, go. Blindness, go right now in Jesus' name. All somebody's ears have been stopped to the word. We command right now for their ears to be unstopped, that they hear the word of the Lord right now in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody right now, you need healing in your body. Even as you were listening to that prayer, healing somebody in your chest right now. Would you just lay your hand on your chest right there? Right there. We command the blockage right now to clear up. Clear up right now in Jesus' name. Father, COVID has to go right now in Jesus' name. Father, whatever they're facing, Holy Spirit, go into their body and operate by the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. Marriages are being healed right now. Children are coming home right now. Restoration is taking place. Somebody, your husband's ran off. He's been gone for 3 months. 3 months right now. And you've been crying, and you've been crying out to God, and you don't know what to do. First of all, I want to tell you, dry your tears. He's on the way. Begin to walk your floors. Begin to call him saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Do not judge him when he comes back, because he's going to have an experience with God, and he doesn't need you bringing up his past. But God said, I'm bringing him home. Grab a hold of the promise right now and watch what God's going to do in your life. In Jesus' name. Somebody's calling out, I need a job. God, send it now. Father, bills being paid right now. Father, we just thank you. Your anointing is touching every ear of every hearer that's praying with us under the unction of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you today. Father, as the words have gone forth today, miracles have happened, and we give you praise and we give you glory. As Pastor and I touch and agree on it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Woo, Pastor.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
We just take another 10 seconds to say thank you. To say thank you, Lord, and to worship you, and to just with thanksgiving in our hearts bring all our requests to you. And Lord, I just continue to pray blessings over all who are watching this broadcast. Lord, I speak over their lives promotion, your prosperity, your success, your guidance, Lord, more of a desire and a passion for your word and to live in your presence and peace. Lord, let the mind be stayed upon the Lord and kept in perfect peace. God, guard our hearts and our minds as we do that which we have received and heard and experienced today in the Spirit. Father, we love you today and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' almighty name, amen. Amen. Ha! Woo!
Praise Hallelujah.
God is good. Amen. Yeah. Well, Pastor Sharon, I'd love to point our listeners back to your website. Maybe they missed it at the beginning. One more time, your church website and your personal ministry.
My personal ministry is SharonMuntleyMinistries.org. Our church is thelifechurchdanville.org.
Yes.
And like, Pastor Daniel, like I said, if you just go and Google Sharon Motley, it'll pop up on you. And yeah. We would just love to join with everybody to help preach the gospel. Amen.
We pray blessings on your husband, Bill. Please greet him for us and your family, your church. And we just are so grateful for your time today and for ministering to us.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor, and blessings on you, your wife, and your church. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless.
Amen.